Welcome to episode 4 of the Boomac Brawl.
Episode 4 of the Boomac Brawl. Now today's theme is Boomackin. This is Lord Byron.
This is Madame Nepal.
This is Mickey Tanglewood.
This is Leonidas McIntyre.
And this is Homo Jag.
Okay, let's start off with the anime. What we watched in club last time. Okay, on Thursday we watched Shauna. It finally got in.
Yes!
Told you it was a good show.
It was. And at first, nobody voted for it again, till I bravely raised my hand with such confidence.
And then everyone else took his lead and voted for it.
I started the revolution.
Whoa, I would have voted for it every time it came up, just something else was there at the end vote, where you could only vote once, so I had no choice but to not vote for it.
Yeah, but now we're gonna start running out of stuff, good stuff to watch.
I have the second volume tomorrow.
Woo!
That's cool. That's good.
But we need Koikaze.
No.
No, we don't.
Yes,
I'm sorry, Master.
Don't worry, Marianne. I'm not angry.
He does look pretty good.
That is too good of an impression.
It is awesome.
I'm telling you, the first 8 episodes contains the best villain I've seen in a long time in an anime, which is Frogne the Hunter.
I like how it seems to have a Lovecraftian feel to it. Like the god around Shauna's neck isn't really like a patron god of humans, it's just one of the gods that doesn't want to kill us all.
See, that is awesome. What I like is the fact that there's a pair of incestuous twins that we haven't got to yet that look like little kids.
It just freaks me out.
And they play like French, and it's like, my god!
They are the most disturbing characters in that entire series.
But they're so cute! I mean, my god! No, I mean, the guy is a bit of a pansy, but...
It reminds me of the two character kids from Michael Jackson Moonwalker. Remember that game?
I remember that game.
They're blonde, even, so, you know, it works out perfectly.
Okay, then after that, on Monday, we watched Rosario.
Woo! I was happy.
That was pretty good.
It was fun.
And trust me, it gets a ton better once you get laid in. He wouldn't know. He hasn't read the manga.
Though, I'll admit, it did have the flaw of having a bit too much friendship speeches.
Friendship speeches like every other...
Yeah.
every other minute.
No, it was like every episode there had to have at least one friendship speech. It gets better. The guy stops being such a whoosh. I promise you guys.
Did he finally get some?
I don't know. I haven't got...
Of course not.
They did cut away from the succubus scene.
That's true.
Yeah.
It does get, like, he's starting, you know, get serious with the chick.
They need to have a Loch Ness monster.
Oh, yeah.
So it could demand 350.
350? I told you not to give that monster no money.
I gave him $1. Okay, and another news out of Japan. The spin-off Death Note movie with starring L.
Woo!
Entitled L Changed the World. It made $3 million. Did it make $3 million opening
weekend?
Yeah,
$3 million.
Yeah.
And I read the plot.
It sounds like it sucks.
It sounds like they made a plot for a movie, but the last minute decided to put L in it.
But because it has L in it, I will totally watch it. Regardless of the plot, I will watch it.
It sounds more like a trauma center movie. That's what it sounds like.
You know what we need to check?
What? It has L in it. That's all you need.
It has a virus that wipes out a village. And
F. Don't forget F. And his friend F.
And his friend F.
And then this guy named K comes along.
He's an eco-terrorist.
He's the eco-terrorist.
Like you.
I'm not an eco-terrorist!
You know what we need to find out, though, is if the same actor who did L in the live-action Death Note...
It is?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
this is going to be awesome. Fuck whatever they say. No, this movie's going to be awesome.
That was the exact reaction they were probably going for.
Oh, also, wait, that same actor from, like, the actual live-action L is
yeah.
coming. That is great!
Yes.
Nothing's worse than when they change actors. I hate when that happens.
Also, I have other news from Japan. I saw a gameplay video for the Dragon Ball MMO.
Let me tell you this. It is horrible.
It's so slow, and you know how in the show they charge up attacks for, like, 5 minutes? You charge up attacks for 5 minutes.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Like, when I was watching this, I got a Superman 64 vibe.
Yes, there is too much of a Superman 64 vibe.
Because, you know, there's like two trees, a little field, and then that's the whole scenery. Maybe like a little building.
I can sense that this game's gonna absolutely suck, but you know what, if they had introduced the Saiyan race option, then I probably would have still played it.
Yeah, there is no Saiyan race. There is humans, Namekians, and Majin. Maybe the humans might have, like, some Saiyan genes, because it does take place, I think, like, 200 years after GT.
For the expansion, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Saiyans.
I like to create my own Ginyu Force, though. Or introduce the race that freezes from. That would be awesome.
Yeah, why Namekians?
Or androids. They could have done that. That would have been good.
Androids would have been good.
Yeah.
Or, what other races are in Dragon Ball Z that were good? Besides the Namekians.
None of them were important.
Yeah. Okay, the Code Geass English dub.
Yay.
It's starting to look pretty good.
Yeah, I was a little concerned at first when I heard that Johnny Young Bosch was going to be the voice of Lelouch. But from the tiny little bit I heard, it doesn't seem that bad.
That was a tiny bit.
I'm very pleased with the way that person said, yes, sure.
Yes, Your Highness.
Happily, Your Highness.
that was
awesome, right?
I like the quality that dubs are getting nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, the dub for Pumpkin Scissors was just phenomenal.
Did they get any more volumes of that out yet?
The volume 2 is out. I'm going to have to pick that up.
Why don't you have that yet?
Volume 2 came out, like, in November.
I know.
Oh, that reminds me. Remind me, who is Crispin Freeman playing?
Who is Crispin Freeman
playing?
I think
he's Jeremiah Gottwald.
That's actually going to be pretty cool. I would, you know, especially with the last episode where he's flying around in that cube. Spoiler alert. But
the giant orange?
Yeah.
No, my favorite, they also have Steve Blum in there as Toto.
Steve Blum and Crispin Freeman. That's enough to watch it. Okay, I would like to have a moment of silence for HD DVD. Toshiba dropped it. Okay, that's enough for the moment of silence.
So, well, let's discuss the implications
yes,
of the
implications.
HD DVD solution. First of all, you know, you got to understand that HD DVD already tried to cut its prices to save the format. You know, it just didn't work out. And most likely it's because Sony is, you know, blowing the executives of all those major movie companies, but we're not going to go into that.
Now, if the 360 would have actually included an HD DVD player...
Right, like the PS3 did.
That may have actually saved...
Instead of having to buy a little add-on...
That does nothing to play movies.
Add-ons don't work. Look at Sega. Look what happened to the Genesis.
Look at the Game Boy with this little, you know, the screen. Remember that? With the lights?
Oh,
wait, what?
I don't even know why we need HD or Blu-ray at all.
I agree.
There's no point to have it, other than the fact that they want to get your money...
I mean, I could see Blu-ray for, like, a disc format and, like, for storing stuff, but other than that, it's not worth it.
I mean, in my opinion, it was the next generation of the format war that just came too soon. I mean,
yeah.
Blu-ray has won. I was hoping that they would continue to compete for at least a couple more years, because now Blu-ray is going to find itself the really tall kid in middle school that doesn't get a growth spurt in high school. Seriously, I mean, the Blu-ray is going to find itself up... competing against the next format war, which is going to come right really around the corner.
Well, I have an HD DVD at home, and I got a bunch of free Blu-ray discs, like Full Metal Jacket, American Psycho, The Patriot. It looks pretty good in HD.
Well, I guess Blu-ray is going to become the next DVD now. It's only a matter of time.
They'll have to drop the prices before that happens.
Yeah.
Right, but I mean, you know, like when DVD came out, look at the price of them.
I don't want to buy another DVD player.
Well, they're already forcing us to, you know, convert our cable.
Yeah.
They are?
What do you mean? Yeah.
Remember they're turning off the analog?
Yeah, in 2009 they're turning off. In February 2009, all analogs getting turned off.
There's still a loophole out of it, but we're not likely to take it.
Oh.
Well, wait, what's an analog?
Analog is the, you know, when you turn on the television?
Yeah.
An analog channel.
Oh, so it's...
As opposed to digital.
Basically, like, digital, you need, like, the box for a digital cable or a satellite dish. If you have one of those boxes, you're fine, but if you just have basic cable like we do in the dorms, yeah, it's going to get shut off.
Wait, they better...
Whoa, so they're shutting off basic cable, or are they...
It's just how it's transmitted.
Yeah, I don't know the specifics and how the cable companies are going
to
deal with it.
That better not cost me any money.
You have to buy a conversion box in order to use it.
Right.
You know what? That's a load of corporate bullcrap.
It is. So wait, is it going to happen all over the, like, U.S.?
It's complete in all U.S. states and territories.
Yep.
Including Guam.
Oh, yeah, wow. Lord. This is going to be fun to tell
but
my
you know,
dad.
One more thing on the HD DVD Blu-ray thing. The only reason Blu-ray actually won is because Blu-ray actually had no advantages for the consumer. It had advantages for the production companies because HD-DVD, you know, was the consumer-friendly product.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's more associated because, you know, it has DVD in it. But Blu-ray, you know, the reason Blu-ray probably won was because of all its advanced protection and all that good stuff that, you know, movie companies want and, you know, the NPAA.
Before someone can hack that.
Yeah, not only that, but many computers are starting to ship Blu-ray drives, and I haven't seen HD-DVD drive for computers.
Well, now there's not going to be any. I mean,
right, but I'm just saying, I've seen Blu-ray drives on the market, but... I haven't seen an HD DVD drive for computers. So.
Yeah, the HD DVD drives, as far as I know, for the computer were very limited, and I'm not sure that they're going to... You know, I should have bought one of those when I had the chance, because that's going to be worth something.
Blu-ray drives are expensive.
They are, but they're out there.
Yeah, they are out there.
I wonder... I'm kind of wondering what all those people who bought their hybrid players are going to do.
Well, it's half worthless.
Half worthless, yeah. Who knows? Maybe HD DVD will actually make a comeback. I doubt it, but, you know, you never know. VHS is still on the hold.
Microsoft and Toshiba, the two companies that bought, or the big player, then DVD dropped it, so they're not coming back.
Well, I'm not sure, you know, I don't know if it will come back in the movie form, but think about it. HD DVDs are still on the market sold, and some people still do have HD DVD drives, so maybe it will exist as the preferable data format, for instance.
That's true.
Then again, I'm happy that Sony actually won a format thing. Like, there was a... Betamax, they lost that.
Well, let's not even go into Betamax.
That's true. Yeah, I don't want to discuss that.
Okay, anyone have any anime news that they want to bring up?
There's still no Phoenix Wright anime.
Exactly.
Wow.
I'm sure there's something else that I can't remember.
You guys aren't going to let that go, are you?
We're not going to let it go till it happens.
Code Geass Season 2, April 6th.
Ooh, now I'm pleased.
Yay.
Okay, on to video game news. Again, we have a lot of video game news.
Yay!
We'll start off with an interesting rumor I heard. On the ESRB site, they rate it T for Teen a gauntlet for the DS.
Oh, crap.
Oh.
Okay. After we were rudely interrupted by a fire alarm, we were just talking about Gauntlet DS. Now, I think Gauntlet would be very good for the DS. Everyone here know what Gauntlet is, right?
No.
No.
Vaguely.
It's basically, you could choose from a wizard, warrior, elf, or valkyrie. They're both kind of the same. And you just dungeon crawl, and it's really fun.
Wow, see, the first thing that when you said gauntlet that popped into my mind was like, the gauntlet from MTV or whatever.
No, it's a multiplayer, like, action game, and it's really fun.
How does it compare to Chrono Crusade?
It's not an RPG.
Oh, it's not?
Not there are very few RPG elements.
They have a class selection or a race selection that's not an RPG? What the heck is
it? Yeah, it's just the Valkyrie has more armor, the warrior has more attack, the wizard can use magic potions better, and the archer is faster.
It sounds like an RPG.
Oh, I guess it's more of an action RPG with very little RPG in it. But it is classic arcade fun. And if they do it right, it should be a big hit for the DS.
Yeah, I think so. If they do it right, and, you know.
Then I might get it just for the hell of it, because my games that I have aren't that very good.
You have Phoenix, right?
It's not mine on a technicality.
True.
Who's making Gauntlet?
What?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Like I said, it's just a rumor.
Right.
Rumor!
Oh, Uwe Boll's at it again.
Uh-oh.
I saw the trailer for the Far Cry movie.
Uh-oh.
Now, I wouldn't mind the Far Cry movie. It's horror. It looks absolutely horrid. It has almost nothing to do with the story.
Is it better than a Dead or Alive movie?
But
is it better than the Final Fantasy movie?
But I don't think the Far Cry franchise can take another hit after Vengeance for the Wii. I mean, come on. It's a good franchise. It's got some good gameplay elements, but please, just make it better.
Well, they're making Far Cry 2, which could be, the savior for a series. I think every series has its ups and downs.
Even Mario.
Oh, Hotel Mario for the CDI?
I liked Hotel Mario.
But wait, what's Hotel Mario?
It was the game for the CDI. It's technically not part of the official canon.
Oh my god.
And probably one of the reasons they did that, made it not part of the official canon, is because Princess Peach actually exhibits affection for the brothers, which isn't shown in any of the other games.
Hey, Luigi!
Is it animated by Russians, too? Or
it looks it.
Oh my god.
Do they speak with the hands?
Yeah, and...
Oh, like in Zelda.
Luigi's like, I hope she made lots of spaghetti!
Oh my god, that's awesome!
Italian stereotypes.
Look, Mario, except for Kill All the Haitians, Mario is the most insulting stereotype in video gaming history.
Big cojones! I love that part. I'm sad they took it out.
They did?
Yeah, they took out...
I shouldn't have gotten rid of my original copy then, because I still had that in mind.
The Cuban saying, kill all the Haitians.
That was a great mission, the funeral one, where you had to track down the guy in the hearse.
Yeah.
Wait, which game?
Vice City.
Oh, yeah.
That was the only good Grand Theft Auto I played, was Vice City.
Yeah, 3, at the time, it was 3D Grand Theft Auto. It was awesome, but it got old quick. Vice City was a good move-up for the series.
The only thing that I didn't like about Vice City was, I didn't like the world of it. I didn't feel that there was enough things to do in the world, like land area I can screw around with. I like San Andreas because, there's so many, weird jumps everywhere. I can just drive cars off and stuff like that.
And you can fly Harriers under bridges.
Yeah.
I didn't like San Andreas.
San Andreas seemed too much, it didn't seem like as much of a jump that the series needed.
Right, and it just added this big world to it, but, I mean, it's fun to drive cars around, but when it comes down to gameplay,
So I want to give Grand Theft Auto 4 a shot.
Yeah, I do
Russians.
Too.
Yes.
That's going to be pretty cool.
It's going to come out when we're done with school, so, I have all day to play it, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait for spring break. I'm
basically
going
to get a real job soon.
Spring break for me is going to be the break where I sit there and I'm going to be on the computer 24/7 reading my pixie sticks where I can't, I feel bad going on this computer, where it's weird.
Also, the writer of Saw, he's thinking of continuing the franchise on video games.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Now, the thing that really intrigued me, he's not writing it like it's a video game.
Mm.
So I think it's going to be more like an interactive...
Is it going to be like Trap? Remember that game where you had it? Because I could see exactly how that would work like that.
It reminds me, do any of you see that new movie on Blu-ray or HD DVD? I'm not sure which one it was on, but it's like a movie where, maybe it was called Trapped, I don't know, you get to choose how the movie progresses?
No.
That sounds fun!
Wait.
It was like the Choose Your Own Adventure movie, it was advertised on something that I just saw.
I know Final Destination 3 had that.
No, it wasn't Final Destination 3, I'm pretty sure it's a sequel to something. And they go back to the house where it happened, and they all get shut in, and the house is trying to kill them or something.
No clue. It's not intriguing, though.
It does sound intriguing.
Okay, yeah,
and you get to choose whether or not they stay, or go, or get killed.
That reminds me of that one movie.
Oh my god!
You can decide if I'll live or not. No, as far as I know, it hasn't been released yet.
Was it Stay Alive?
Yeah.
That movie where the video game's trying to kill them?
That looked like a bad movie.
The first, hour of it, half hour, where they're actually playing the video game, it was good.
Right.
It seemed like a fun game, and it was interesting. But then, when the ghost started chasing them around, killing them, it became, classic ghosts chasing around a bunch of stupid teenagers, killing them movie. And it was such Alienware propaganda. The Anne Bathory, the ghost, is defeated by a chrome Alienware laptop.
Oh, God. a laptop yet. Oh.
In other video game news, there's still a rumor that the Command & Conquer movie will come out.
I would Conquer. Watch that.
I would, too.
Only if they have Billy Dee Williams in it.
Only if they have Joseph Kook in it.
I don't even know what it is, so I probably won't.
Command & Conquer?
Yeah, no idea.
This morning was the most glorious morning in the history of the Earth. Peace is upon us. A gift to every man, woman, and child from the Brotherhood of Nod.
Wait, that doesn't make me want to watch that. That's
not
like,
just for our...
That's like a stupid friendship speech. I don't need any more of that. I listened to enough of that.
The cutscenes were cheesy, but in a good cheesy.
Hey, I think that the ending to Nod wasn't cheesy at all. The ending to the Nod campaign and Tiberian Sun, that was an awesome ending. He blows up the Earth at the end. That's awesome.
Oh, we have another moment of silence to undertake.
What now?
Tabula Rasa. Richard Garfield, he's dropping it. It's tanking.
What's that?
Tabula Rasa was supposed to be an MMO to reinvent the whole MMO idea.
Basically what it was it's an MMO game, but unlike most MMOs where it's just, you know, press a button and kill something with a spell, you actually have guns and it's kind of like a third-person shooter, per se.
Yeah, it's more squad-based combat. But, now I played the beta. The beta was fun. Apparently a bunch of people complained, and now it was just back to regular MMO grinding, you die a lot.
Well, here's the only problem with it, and the only problem with it was $15 a month.
It costed too much.
It costed $15 a month, the same price as World of Warcraft.
You know, just before I go into something else, you know, there seems to be a new trend in MMORPGs, because I was looking around and I found a Rome MMORPG, and it's a one-time fee.
Yeah.
You just pay to download the game client. I'm like, you know, that's pretty cool because the reason that it keeps working is because you put money into the economy. I mean, with World of Warcraft, you pay a monthly fee and you just earn gold in the game, but you can either earn it slowly in this Rome game or you can buy extra gold, which is pretty cool.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. What happened to that moment of silence that we were going to do?
We already had it.
Yeah, we had it.
Dude, I talked over it. There was no silence.
We had a moment of silence.
There was a moment.
The thing that surprised me, though, that Tabula Rasa had paid for you, because NCSoft's other big game, Guild Wars, that's free.
Yeah,
that's true.
I thought, you know, if they would have kept that free, I think it would have been a big hit, because, you know, squad-based online game, MMO, that was a very cool idea, but who's going to pay $15 a month when you can play World of Warcraft, which is, I wouldn't say a better game, but it has, like, what, 10 million players on it?
Yeah, that's true.
I would have loved it if they paid more attention to the squad-based element. But then I heard it just became another grind fest. Just, oh, I'm going to kill this enemy like 1,000 times, level up, whatever.
Well, it's hard to really, in an MMO universe, to have squad-based elements.
I mean, unless you, like, continually update quests or something.
Yeah, they should have done that. It's $15 a month. They have enough money to work with it. And they didn't.
Yeah.
They were too busy having their head up their ass.
If they would have really, you know, did something, you know.
Oh, wait, I have one more thing to mention. I was looking around, and I found, remember, if you'll probably recall that we had a conversation about this before, but I found an interesting post on a forum from someone who was at BlizzCon, and apparently one of the developers who we talked to said that they actually were considering developing a StarCraft MMO RPG.
I wouldn't doubt it.
It's in pre-production, in fact.
So are they actually going to make it?
I don't know, because it was old, and you know, you never know how that's going to work. I mean, especially after StarCraft Ghost, you know, what Blizzard's going to do.
I mean, I could see
it took them 10 years to make the sequel to StarCraft.
Like I said, I could see it happening. I just don't know when they're going to do it, because because World of Warcraft, that's still, they have a new expansion coming out, and that's still getting a crazy amount of people, you know.
Yeah, that's another thing. Did you notice how quickly the price of the expansion pack dropped down? From, like, $60, 2 months later, $20.
I know.
You know?
That's because they want to addict people to it.
Yeah.
World of Warcraft is a horrible soul-stealing game.
It is.
I agree.
I was able to break the mold from it. I only had it for, like, a week or so before I realized I played better RPGs.
Yeah, I only play, like, twice a week now.
I would love to be a Marine or a Hydralisk in that game and kill people. It would be fun.
Wait, how How is the fact that it's not that great an RPG that it sucks your soul in that bad
way? Well, see, the thing is the whole social interaction to the game.
And making movies. With fraps.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
You see, at all times you're connected like through chat and everything, so, you know, it's a whole social network, basically. With an RPG game built into it.
Okay.
Well, what else do we have to talk about for video games?
I have something. For those of you who haven't had enough of their lives taken away by Persona 3, they're releasing an expansion for it.
Yes.
Wonderful.
I saw the costumes. I want it.
Fabulous.
What's
you get the IGIS-sized story.
What's his name, Frank?
PS2, I think.
Yeah.
I hope they upgrade the leveling system so I can level faster. Still on level 60.
Yeah, I just got to Operation Babe Hunt.
That's classic.
What is this game?
It's the game you saw.
Yeah, you saw. I was playing it. Where you said two characters are gay, and they're not. Actually, I think...
Oh, okay!
I think
there was a moment!
You might have been right about the boxer guy. I'm starting to...
Uh-oh.
I'm starting to throw out some vibes. His performance during Operation Babe Hunt, it didn't look like he was interested.
I like the lines that you can get in there. Some of the lines were hysterical.
God.
The pickup lines. It gets even better because later on in the game, they go to the hot springs.
Oh,
and
boy.
And the girls walk in by accident, so they have to run or else they get executed by Mitsuru.
Okay, I want to start a game on your system, because that seems like so much fun.
Almost like those old Atari games.
You'll be over here all the time.
That's okay.
I already clocked 47 hours in the mine.
Oh, I can't wait till I'm level 35 so I can get Samael.
I'm very upset, because once I beat this, it's not going to have any replay value for me.
Oh, I got to level 10 on the Kendo Team Social Link. How do you get Thor? Like, what do you have to fuse to get him?
You gotta earn the level first.
Oh, God.
You gotta go look online. Well, I have Odin and Loki and, Uriel.
Loki.
And Surt's a funny one to have, because I don't think he's wearing pants, and he's, like, crouched down, and he, like, gives, like, a pelvic thrust when he gets past magic.
Did you see the Incubus?
Yeah, I did. It's kind of wrong. I'm close. As soon as I get level 62, I can make Lilith.
Lilith's always
and
good.
Then as soon as I can find the block of Monad where I can fight level 90 characters, I can level up enough so I can create Lucifer and create Satan so I can unleash an attack called Armageddon.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. But still,
But no replay value.
My brother has officially said that Persona 3 is harder than Nocturne.
It is hard. It will unmercifully kick your ass.
It is harder than Nocturne.
I regret not putting it on easy.
But then again... Nocturne, the boss battles with Dante, they are extremely tough. Oh, on Persona 3, I fought that stupid tank thing. the tank boss, you have to defeat them both at once. And with the way how much you miss on that game, it's almost impossible to kill them simultaneously. I think the game took pity on me, because they were both at one health, because I got it down when it was still in the tank. And I ended up casting, I think Garula. Oh, no, Magaru. And it hit one, killed it, and it missed the other one. But the thing is, it didn't cast the 100% resurrection spell. It just let my other character finish it off. So,
you get lucky sometimes.
Because
I all the time.
My brother and I have a theory that I got so angry at it that I changed reality.
The freaking crying table. I was stuck for 2 weeks straight trying to kill. That thing was ungodly ridiculous. The only magic attack was almighty magic, and it would repeatedly hit me with it over and over and over, and nothing blocks almighty magic.
Right now, I am stuck on a boss. He's in Tartarus, and he's just a heart head. He has, like, a heart for a head, and he has swords, and I forgot what he's called.
Wow, he sounds awesome.
But, yeah, he charms my party. And then I just sit back and watch them kill each other.
Damn.
Don't you have any discharms?
Yeah, but when my character gets charmed, the other characters are too stupid to use discharms.
That's what I don't like about that game. If I had control of the other party members, it would save me a hell of a lot of trouble. Because they use attacks which aren't good for the situation. Yeah, I'm dying here, I know. Let's cast Disconda and remove all the status effects that no one has. end up... I know, let me charge up my evasion rate. No, don't charge the evasion rate up. It doesn't work anyway because I still get hit.
Oh, you're down to like 20 HP, and the other two guys that you can easily resurrect are down to 20? Let's cast Maedea and just heal us all like 50 points, and we'll die anyway.
That's what it's like. I can still, that's why I'm pissed off. That's then, why I take the tank. When you get Aegis, I have her in there entirely.
Yes. And the thing is, it makes you think, because you have to sort of trick the game into doing what you want it to do.
Or find its weakness and beat the shit out of it.
Yes.
Which is also my personal favorite, because when you put the boxing guy in there, I like it when you knock him down, and then his all-out attack is, come here, you son of a...
I like the dog.
The dog, yeah, the dog has a knife in its mouth.
Yes. And his persona is Cerberus.
But, like I said, if they come out with the expansion, I hope it gives me replay value.
Because
I know there's Aegis' quest, which is entirely different, and I want to unlock the different costumes for it.
And also, Junpei is the most screwed character in that series.
You think that's bad? Wait till you get towards the month of November and find out what happens to him.
He's weak against wind. Everyone has wind. Everyone and their grandmother. All the shadows have wind magic, apparently.
That's why I never put him. Wow. He's the most useless character. He's still level 16.
I have him at level 20.
He just annoyed me. I did not like that character at all.
I like Junpei.
So I roll with Akihito, Aegis, and then I usually switch between Yukari and Mitsuru.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yukari's kind of worthless because she has a low HP count. So that's why I switch out with Mitsuru.
I like Junpei because where I'm at, there's that Strega, and they don't want Tartarus to go away because they like being... They say they like being special persona users to just explore the Dark Hour. And Junpei, he doesn't want Tartarus to go away either because he likes, you know, saving people, and because he's just... Nobody notices him besides that. And people who do notice him think he's a creep.
Did you ever play the Social Link for the Hermit?
Yes.
MMO. Did you max it?
No.
It's great when you find out who... you max it out, and it's just a funny plot point.
I like the devil, Social Link.
Oh, that's the best one. the skeezy businessman. Did you max that one yet, too?
No. I only maxed the Kendo team.
He starts hitting on this girl and donating to charity just so he could score with the girl.
Oh my god.
It's my favorite Social Link.
Oh, they're releasing free Quake Live for Xbox Live. And that may actually persuade me to get my Xbox Live subscription renewed because I have some money now.
You should.
Yeah.
So I can play it.
Yeah, get your Xbox Live subscription thing, and I'll come over and we can play Halo.
Yeah.
Wait, you and Lord are being like my permanent roommates.
I already have a fifth roommate that's technically not supposed to live with me.
I brought my controller up here, bro, and it's useless right now. So I want to play something.
And other video game information, I still have not beaten the second level of Captain Planet. I've been trying very hard, and it's just not working.
Wow, is it that impossible of a game?
Well, I'm going to beat it. I swear, by the end of this year, I'm going to beat that freaking game.
I still don't get how they can make Captain Planet, a basic kids' show type of icon, into such a hard-ass game.
They did it for every game.
Because Captain Planet is supposed to be hard. Didn't you? Weren't you the one who complained that he gets... You throw a paper cup at him and he dies?
You see, back in that NES era... All games were considered hard. If it wasn't hard, it had no replay value.
That's true. You know what? That's another thing. When the first games of the Xbox came out, I was like, you know, these suck. NES was better than Xbox. And it was, because, you know, the first Xbox games, I'd rather play Super Mario Brothers, the original one.
I have to agree.
I haven't played much of the original Xbox games. I came into the Xbox game late.
Yeah,
me which too. I think was good to do.
I mean, I had a PS2 since 2001 and GameCube since 2002.
Yeah, I got my Xbox my freshman year of college, and I had Jade Empire, Knights of the Old Republic, Halo 1 and 2 to play.
Yeah, I never got into Xbox until...
Speaking of Xbox...
What?
At GDC...
Oh, this is epic.
The 360 demo kiosk, it red ringed.
Yes!
The red ring of death!
My 360 did not give me the satisfaction of having a red ring. It just didn't... It turned on all right. Didn't display anything on my TV.
Wow.
This, gentlemen, is why you do not use cheap thermal paste. Yeah, you get the good stuff.
See, my Xbox 360 had a different problem. It just scratched the disc. Like, it'd make a circular scratch on a disc that basically made it unplayable.
Yeah, I hate it when they did that.
That's why I'm going to get a PS3.
Like, the one day I want to play Gears of War, I pop it in. Oh, disc is not working. I checked the disc. There's a big circular scratch on it that never was there.
Classic Microsoft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I believe we have one more subject to talk about. Wait, Illinois?
Oh. Oh, Jack Thompson's at it again.
You know, in a situation like this, we saw the same thing with the Virginia Tech shooting. Something tragic happens. I mean, with the Virginia Tech shooting, it was even worse. But, you know, he's at it again.
He doesn't care about those people.
No. He's blaming video games on a baseless theory.
But I like what the newscaster said to him. He said, Jack Thompson said, I wish I wasn't here. And the newscaster said, oh, we don't... So do we.
That's awesome.
What I love is the fact that when they brought up his name, you know how they did that on the bottom of the screen?
Yeah.
It's like Jack Thompson, campus shooting expert. And I'm sitting there and I'm like,
What does that mean?
No, he's just...
You know, I don't think I would want that title.
That's Fox News for you.
Yeah, really.
What makes you sad is... He doesn't show remorse before he talks. He just says, he just starts complaining about video games and how bad they are.
And
he shows no remorse towards what happened.
And all he does is talk about other school shootings when he's talking about school shootings.
And then he just starts crying, like, during when he got the interview for Virginia Tech. He's like,
Well, I've seen Oran Host Club. I know how easy it is to fake cry.
Yeah, really.
It really is.
I mean, he's just an asshole.
Where does
he get this idea that video games is the root of all evil?
You know he has a son?
I know.
Imagine having him as your dad.
I would probably
disown him and change my name.
I would shoot myself.
Yeah, no, that'd be like a no.
Hey, Jack, guess what? You know, we all like Railroad Tycoon, too. We're going to start building railroads on our campus.
We should build it around campus as a protest.
Yes, we should.
Yeah.
Start building railroads.
I'm going to run you all out
of business by hiring a band of outlaw thugs to rob your trains,
okay.
Therefore making me the sole tycoon.
That reminds
and
me, what...
if you guys need food, I will be running a farm so I can feed you.
That reminds me, which version could you do that in?
I don't know. No, my own version. Which is what I'm going to do. I'm
I
sure I can find some townies around here. They're out of work and unemployed.
Oh, I'm surprised that no Japanese crazy kid shot themselves thinking their gun was an evoker.
That's true.
You know, if Jack Thompson's correct, then yeah, the South Koreans should have gone extinct long ago. I mean, StarCraft's the national sport. They're shooting each other all the time.
That's true.
I'm surprised they haven't picked up a C-239 Gauss rifle and started plowing each other. Oh no, it's a Zerg Rush!
I love playing on Xbox Live. You get such a plethora of people. My favorite are are the people who are just there to have fun, and they make jokes, and they're a joy to be around. My least favorite are the 8-year-old kids playing on their parents' accounts, and they have mouths like sailors.
I hate those little bastards.
Let's divvy up the Xbox Live population. 1% good people. 99% idiots.
Don't forget black people.
Oh, don't... No, my favorite are the British guys.
Oh, the British guys are fun to play with. Especially if you fight the French. I teamed up with a bunch of British guys in Halo against the French. It was the greatest thing ever. It was great.
This one match, I was playing Call of Duty 3 online, and I had the British guy and the 8-year-old sailor mouth in the same game. He was like, I will never talk like that to my mom.
Oh, God!
I love it because you would play when I had the French guys, bloody frogs.
And we were in the lobby, and I just hear the British guy saying, oh, please don't let him be on my team.
Oh, what? So, like, all the gamers kind of go in this lobby before they're, like, kind of put into teams?
Yeah. Like,
you're gonna have to show me that. That looks like... That's so cool.
No, my sister was bad when I had my account. She'd grab my headset, and she'd go, hey, big boy, how you doing? You can get off my account right now. Like, hey, sexy. Yeah, 69, I know what you're talking about right there. And I'm like, give that back right now.
Nah, that'd be so awesome.
Oh, my Xbox Live, my gamer tag, if anyone wants to add me, my gamer tag is Lord Mountainjoy.
Wow. Oh my god.
And everyone loves it. And actually, people have trouble pronouncing it for some reason. I don't see how hard it is. It's spelled just like it sounds. Lord, space, Mountjoy.
Wow. God, if you were a pervert, that, I don't know, that's just kind of...
Pseudo-orgasmic reactions. That reminds me, remember when we talked about that? That would be kind of a cool name to have as a tag or something. Well, I was forced to play Rock Band back a couple days ago, and he started a new band called Pseudo-Orgasmic Reactions. And I was, and my name is Xerxes Tire Iron. I'm the guitarist.
So you guys, play that game.
You guys want to move on to random
Wikipedia
articles? Yes, we do. Yes.
Woo!
Okay.
Let's hope you don't suck this week.
There's no Tom this week, so we can't.
Yeah, where's sir appearing not in this podcast. Oh, after he might be. He told me yesterday he was crying in a corner because he had to give a presentation.
Oh, yeah, that's why he had a presentation.
He had a presentation 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
What's so bad about that? I had a presentation.
He doesn't like
eight
to talk
o'clock.
In front of people.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what's the
and
first
he didn't
one?
Prepare
what
for
it?
It?
It's Tom.
Sorora.
What?
What?
Sorora?
I
one
like
seven
it!
Seven words of.
Seven words?
Seven words of. Fukuoka Canon Kyushi.
Oh, okay, so it's some kind of Japanese ward magic bullshit.
Sorora. Okay, you know what? I should totally use that name one time. Sorora.
It sounds like a porn star's name.
It sounds pretty. I like it.
It would be a good gamer tag.
Sorora. It would be a cool name to put into a fantasy novel. What's next?
Oscar Sosa.
Oscar Sosa? And what is Oscar Sosa? Or who? Or whom?
A defense minister and interior minister of Sao Tome and Principe.
Oh, what are those guys? Sao Tome and Principe.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a really cool country over in Africa. So yeah, who is it again?
Oscar Sosa.
Oscar Sosa, the defense and interior minister of Principe. You know, back when I was in micronationalism, when I still want to do that, but back when I was really into it as a hobby, I was actually in a micronation, and we actually started talks with Sao Tome and Principe trying to get official recognition, and I think we may have actually talked to that guy at one point.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that was
god.
Pretty fun. So I might actually know him.
maybe I really should start Fredlund.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Looks like Scotland might get angry, because, you know, it sounds like them.
1983 congressional page sex scandal.
Oh, yay! 1983 congressional page sex scandal. And we just had another one recently. This is going to be good. Okay, what's the details? Give us all the dirty details. Are they related to the Jackson family?
Okay. Oh. Dan Crane... Jerry Studs? Reprimanded for having engaged in sexual relationships with minors.
Minors!
Ooh!
17-year-old congressional pages.
Well, that's just no surprise. You know, I'll bet you any money that the pages asked for, and they're just trying to get money.
Oh, they said they were sorry.
Oh, they said they were sorry. Wow. That makes it all better.
As long as they apologize.
Okay, so we have one more?
Yeah, one more.
Okay, one more sounds good.
Make it good. Shaw's Corner.
Shaw's Corner?
Primary residence of the famed playwright George Bernard Shaw.
George Bernard Shaw, playwright. Okay, well, that's fine. What did he write?
I'm sure his Wikipedia article...
He wrote his own Wikipedia?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
He wrote some novels.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
Woo!
When did he die? If at all. Is he dead? Please tell me he's dead.
He died November 1950.
That's fine. That's it.
Yeah.
No more.
Okay. So if you ever need to do a research project, there's a nice dead guy for you.
I still can't get over the last time we had that huge title. It's like my longest Wikipedia tale in history.
Probably.
That was great.
The Supreme Soviet of something or other, Moldova.
I looked and I couldn't even say it. I couldn't even imagine how I would say this.
I guess what's next?
Tech in the internet.
Tech in the
internet. Yay.
I have another Anonymous versus Scientology update.
Cool. Oh, this one's great.
According to high-ranking members of Scientology.
Oh, God.
Anonymous are part of an invasion fleet from the Markabian Federation. Now, they're the fourth or fifth invasion fleet. Now, according to L. Ron Hubbard, the Markabians were people who dress up in black suits and black fedoras and drive around in rocket cars.
I remember that.
Wow. Now, I wouldn't be taking the campus shuttle just to go to GameStop if I had a rocket car.
That's true.
I don't know what Scientology thinks they're doing. This isn't how they deal with critics.
When did they actually announce this? Because I didn't see this.
Go to the interpolation.org forums and go to current events. There's a huge thread on it.
Cool.
And I think...
That is cool.
I'm not 100% sure, but I think it has been confirmed.
Awesome.
And there's a whole bunch of images of it. One is a long cat mothership. I'll have to show you guys that.
Oh my god.
Don, don.
And I like the Japanese don. Anonymous.
Oh, the Japanese Anon? It's just an A in the style of L, and it has L's theme song, and it sounds exactly like L when his voice is scrambled.
Someone obviously likes Death Note, not that I can blame them, because it is awesome.
And it is good to do it in that style, because it'll get, because on the February 10th protest, only one member of Anonymous showed up at the Tokyo Scientology. That guy has balls.
They have Scientology in Tokyo?
Yes, they do.
I did not know that. We need to go to Tokyo and protest.
Dude, I'd go to Tokyo anyway.
Remember, yeah.
My God.
We're not mad at Scientologists. Now, we don't officially recognize Scientology as a church anymore. They're a corporation. We are mad at the corporation of Scientology.
And their CEOs.
And their CEOs.
Right.
Oh, they made a big-ass laser, one of the most powerful lasers ever made.
Yeah, let me talk about this. I forgot the school name, but they created the most powerful laser. It's basically, picture this, picture a grain of sand, hold up the magnifying glass, and take all the sun's power, or sun rays, on Earth, and focus it on that grain of sand. And that's about almost as powerful as this laser is.
Almost. Why would someone even create that?
They want to make a Death Star.
Because you can.
Let's go and shoot at Alpha Centauri. We don't need that star. Goodbye. In about 100 years, you will be gone.
Now, oh my god, I love that. Goodbye.
They said like the laser only lasts like a femtosecond or whatever it's called. But you can do it once every 10 seconds.
Now, I'm a person, I have good morals. I would steal that in a minute.
Could you imagine all the fun you could have with that?
Really, I'm a person of
mounted on a tank or something and just like cruise around.
I wouldn't say I would steal a laser.
I'd steal it.
Who won?
Obviously me.
In relation to that, the Navy finally publicly tested, because you know they've been working on it for years, a railgun.
Nice.
That they want to mount on ships. And it's in its prototype phase, and you know, it fires out this projectile at like 5,000 miles an hour, and flame gushes out of it. It's a really cool video. But you know, I'm sitting there.
Oh, yeah, I saw the video.
Yeah, I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, okay, let's look at it this way. We've already established that the 5-inch guns on ships are going out of commission. By the time this thing goes into mass production and is ready to be put on ships, I don't think we're going to have a Navy anymore. We're going to be flying bombers that can circle the Earth several times by the time that thing's ready.
I know, railguns are always good, though, because it's no moving parts, and plus, you don't really need any explosives when you hit something with a projectile going that fast.
That's true.
I mean, also, you know...
But the problem is accuracy, because, you know, you aren't guaranteed a hit. Unless you have a... I mean, the software that they're going to need to upgrade on that, just so that they can keep on an accurate hit, is going to be a massive...
Which is why it's on ships.
Yeah.
You're not going to put that thing on a plane.
I mean, the same problem happened with the Aegis system when they considered whether or not it would be able to take down an ICBM. The software can't handle it.
Yeah, I'm glad that all of the weapons that people are envisioning in video games are finally coming into being in the actual world.
I want a lightsaber.
I want a lightsaber, too.
I heard... I'm not sure if this is true. This is probably not, because you know how Star Wars fans get. But this scientist actually tried to make a lightsaber and ended up blowing his hand off.
I heard of that.
Oh, my God.
It probably happened, because, you know, people are crazy.
No, I want a magical sword that, you know... I like swords.
A lightsaber.
Swords are awesome.
A lightsaber's
no,
a sword.
No, not no. That's a high tech sword, not a sword with magical powers.
It's
or
an
a
elegant
soul.
Weapon from a civilized age.
Well, I don't want civilized. I want uncivilized.
Are you trying to
I
tell me that the
demons.
Jedi aren't a civilized people?
Samuel L. Jackson's a Jedi.
Are you a Sith apprentice?
Why do you always accuse me of these things?
Objection! You are a Sith apprentice!
A Sith and an eco-terrorist?
No, I'm just saying I prefer old swords with, you know, magical powers or souls or whatever over the high-tech swords of, you know, Star Wars. I like Star Wars.
Actually,
I watch Star Wars.
Have the dark side you do.
The dark side uses those exact same high-tech swords, too.
Actually, not always true. In the Star Wars Expanded Universe, now I know I'm a big geek by admitting that I know all this stuff, but there is a certain metal that actually repels lightsabers, and they make regular swords out of them.
Okay, well, I didn't know that. I've only seen the, like, episode 1, 2, and 3 when, you know, the whole Dark Anakin turning into Darth Vader, which was so sad, because the guy was, like, so hot, and then he turned into lava, and it's like, fuck.
I only acknowledge the third movie.
Yeah, the third movie was good.
The only one. That's the only one I'll ever acknowledge. The first two sucked ass.
The end of the end of the second one I thought was good.
Yeah.
That's when it started getting good.
But then, you know, I was like...
The first one blew.
Except for... Except for when Jango Fett had his head cut off by Mace Windu. That was bullshit. You mean to tell me someone who can kill Jedi Knights with two tiny little blasters can't use his rocket pack to run away from,
Exactly. Jango Fett got screwed, and Boba Fett got screwed.
Well, look, you know, he was going up against Mace Windu. He, you know, almost killed the Emperor.
Even though, in the Expanded Universe,
Boba
Fett is not dead. And Boba Fett, he's actually a good person. He donates to charities. He just doesn't like Jedi, because look what the Jedi did to his dad. They cut his head off.
You'll kill my daddy. Oh, you don't want to fight
okay,
no more?
Okay.
Oh, you want me to come closer? Oh, yeah. Hands up, almost as if you're begging.
Oh my
begging
god!
For a little piece of boba.
Oh wait,
dirty little smuggler.
Okay.
I can't find that on YouTube. I want to find that. So
they don't have it on YouTube because it was kind of like, you know.
Okay, so wait.
I'll lend you my copy though.
During the what was it? The third one where they had the little boy in there with his father and everything. That was the guy who had his head chopped off, and the little boy was the guy.
Yeah.
Who,
yeah.
Okay, I never knew his... I'm bad with
you know names. He has a father complex because he dresses the same as his daddy.
Well, it is Mandalorian armor, and that stuff's good.
Yeah. It didn't help him in the end, though.
No, but also,
he's no good to me dead.
Oh, I think I was bitching about the first episode one.
Huh. The only good thing in that was Darth Maul.
That's
I
true.
Remember in the...
And he got screwed, too.
I thought Qui-Gon got screwed. He shouldn't have lost.
Yeah, and
Master getting killed by a Sith apprentice.
Now I know that they brought this up in Clerks the Animated Series, but didn't Obi-Wan say that Yoda was his master?
Yeah.
And how come all of a sudden they bring in Qui-Gon?
Wait, what? I don't remember this. What?
In Star Wars, Obi-Wan said that Yoda was his master. Yet, in episode 1, this shows that that was a lie.
Well, you know, he probably switched over for a minute. I mean, he didn't have a master before he graduated, so, you know, his master kind of got killed, you know? Maybe you revert down to Yoda?
Could be.
By default?
Yoda's student was Count Dooku.
Yeah.
Well, you only have one apprentice. But what about the younglings? I mean, I know that it's obviously they don't have a master, but they're still taught by someone.
They're taught by Yoda.
Yeah, so maybe that's it.
Maybe.
Maybe it's just reversion.
I like Count Dooku's limp penis lightsaber. It just goes, whoop, and then it just dips down.
That's funny.
I love the fight, just because I never expected to see Yoda fight like that.
Yeah, but then again, he's Yoda. And it shows...
And then I threw the Senate at him. The whole Senate.
I'll tell everyone what a bitch you are about Padamame
or Pandame or whatever her name is. Oh, Jesus.
That
Christ.
Was the best fight scene, I think, in the entire trilogy was Yoda versus the Emperor in the Senate.
Yeah.
Master
that was
Yoda.
That should have been longer.
Yeah.
Yoda shouldn't have lost that bad.
I know.
Yeah, he's Yoda.
I mean, Mace Windu almost killed the Emperor, and then Yoda can't beat him?
No, there's a reason why Mace Windu almost killed the Emperor. Mace Windu is a master of a special type of force technique, which balances the light side and the dark side, which allowed him to effectively bounce back the Emperor's Force Lightning.
That's a really geeky fact to know.
Shut up! I like Star Wars.
You know, Anakin had just kept his mouth shut for 10 seconds.
Star Wars.
It never would have happened.
Dude. Anakin's a bitch.
Yeah,
that's
really
the only thing. I mean, he was like that. That upset me so much that I watched him in number 3 as he sits there and listens to the lies so completely, and it's like, dude, bitch.
And he's all,
obviously this is a lie. Like, how could you be so completely fucking stupid as in to believe what's going
on? That's another thing. You know, remember the Jar Jar thing?
Yeah.
I actually have little doubt that that's really what happened, because we never find out what happened to Jar Jar.
Yeah, we do. He was at the... He was at...
We know he was in the Senate when they did that.
No, he was at Padme's funeral.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he was.
I didn't see him.
He didn't talk, thank God.
Yeah, really?
He should be shot in sight.
Misa, sparkly glowy!
Oh.
Eddie, look! Misa, sparkly glowy! Now we can be together all the time! Aha! I love you, Eddie! Eddie, yeah!
We get him all the dirt and just fun!
He's the most annoying character.
Oh my God.
Who thought that would be a good idea?
Who thought that the Empire could be beat by Ewoks?
I think Star Wars really took off when George Lucas just stayed away from it. All the expanded universe stuff is awesome.
Yeah.
The Thrawn series.
Also, we also have a warning. There is a virus that affects digital picture frames.
Yeah, basically, digital picture frames, what happened is there's a new virus coming out that gets on a picture frame, and if you plug into a computer, your computer's fucked. And from what I read, if I read it correctly, it disables like all antivirus and Windows Firewall.
That's not good.
So basically, you're fucked.
So, you know, always be safe, always update your antivirus software.
AVG for the win.
Windows Update for the win, also.
Unless you use a Mac, and then you just stay all smug and stuff.
Or you use Linux. And you don't have to worry about any of that crap.
Oh, don't get me started on Linux.
Hey, it's a good offering. Hey, it's a good...
Linux is the nerd with the backpack that nobody cares about. Of course, he's smarter than Mac and PC. Still, nobody cares about.
That's true. That's true.
I hope one... I sincerely hope one day that people start caring about Linux. But...
The day Linux gets DirectX support is the day people start caring about Linux.
That is the day that I switch.
I have Linux, and I get laid as often as my operating system crashes. Same for me, except I have Windows.
Oh, I saw a comic on VG Cats. I think it's the latest one.
Yeah, it is.
It is a picture of 100 different Kirbys. There's like Cthulhu Kirby.
It's like, you know, on Smash Brothers where you get the powers. That's what they based it on.
Is there an Ahmed Kirby?
I kill you.
Good evening, infidel.
There's all kinds of cool Kirby. There's like a Zoidberg Kirby.
I am a terrorist.
There's
a terrorist?
Yes. A terrifying terrorist.
Shut up, you Halloween decoration.
I kill you!
Oh, I am downloading something awesome.
Back to our Star Wars discussion.
But we're going back to Star Wars now.
Oh, fine. Can we talk about that star that can blow up a solar system?
Don't get me started on that stuff. We're talking about something that I'm focusing in on here. I've just finished downloading the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Oh.
It's only aired once. Late 70s.
Apparently for a reason.
For a reason. George Lucas disowned it. And, but the funny thing about it, unlike Zelda and Mario for the CDI, it is official canon. That is a sad part about
that
it.
That is sad.
I didn't watch it yet, but all I know is that Han Solo and Chewbacca are traveling back to Kashyyyk to celebrate Life Day.
We need to watch this when we're done here. You have to let us watch this.
No, we have to watch. I was going to watch Boondock Saints.
Yeah,
let's
I have
watch
a...
this Christmas special.
You can watch it anytime.
No, I can't.
I'll put on a flash drive and bring it to club.
There we go.
Never mind, I'll give you my flash drive, you can put it on that.
That'll
okay.
Work.
That works. Anyway.
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just contemplating the horrificness of the Star Wars special.
Alright, you look dead there for a bit.
Yeah, it was only aired once. And the only copies that exist are VHS copies.
Well, that's no surprise.
I'm pretty much immune to anything now, so I don't think this will bother me much, but I'm still gonna probably cringe through it.
Oh, I'm adding a new segment. 4chan discussion.
Oh, God.
And after this, current events.
Anything interesting?
For 4chan?
What part of 4chan?
Just the pictures.
The cake. It's a lie.
Any interesting pictures anybody saw?
I like the inspirational poster, Communism, It's a Party.
That's a good one.
I have found a picture of a blue screen of death that is giving an error. Now, I'm just not talking about, you know, the normal blue screen of death error. It's a window that pops up that you must close to blue screen of death.
My favorite one that I saw so far is the picture of Jesus on the
blasphemy one.
And it's him doing like a Y, and you have three guys next to it doing the MCA.
Oh. And the caption is, a one-way ticket to hell's never been funnier. Although I'd like the alternate D-Day one where the Allied forces get off the beach and they go up against the AT-AT walkers and stormtroopers on the beach. That's another personal favorite. And it's alternate history. It sort of could have happened.
Okay.
I like that L one that you showed us.
Roses are red, violets are blue.
I think Kira is you.
Like, Sephiroth demands an explanation for this bullshit.
Oh, yeah, and he's surrounded by My Little Ponies.
Yeah.
Which is no my God, why are they still in existence?
I like the Winnie the Pooh eat my shit. That was great.
I have a confession to make. Over the weekend, I downloaded the 4chan Firefox extension.
Oh, my God.
The what?
The 4chan Firefox extension. What it does is it puts all the 4chan links on your browser on, like, a little separate thing you click on. Right next to bookmarks.
Yeah.
You know, I've been lurking more than both of you, and both of you are already more addicted than I am.
I can't stop.
Well,
you see, the thing is, they keep updating the pictures, and they update the pictures every 5 minutes, so you gotta keep looking.
We are just dedicated B-tards now. There's no way around it.
What I do is I just, you know, look at pictures and find it for my personal background collection my screensaver.
At first, you were like, oh, I'm just gonna go for it for the anime wallpapers. And anime wallpapers are awesome.
They are.
You ended up going to B. Now
that's a bad mistake. When you start going to B, you know your life's over.
Yeah.
The first time you go to B.
So amusing, though.
I know.
The Zordon thread was my favorite one. For teenagers
Zordon.
With attitudes, and then you have like Shinji Ikari, and then like every other bad moody teenager that you could possibly find.
God.
My favorite threads are on G technology. It's called You Rage, You Lose threads.
Yeah, let's move on to current events. I don't really have any.
Well, this week's pretty much discussion is all going to be about Cold War relic news. I mean, we've had a couple things happen, you know, in the old world. First of all, Castro has announced that he's not going to run again for president.
Oh, that's good.
Instead, it's going to be his brother Raul.
Someone crazier can be president of Cuba.
You know, this whole thing is... It pisses me off that, you know, despite the fact that Castro's finally gone, he's pretty much, a member of history, and we've been trying to kill him through 10 presidents, including several CIA assassination attempts. I don't think we've ever failed this much to try to kill someone before.
I don't see why we're failing that much. Are people just stupid?
Maybe I'm waiting for W to launch the second Bay of Pigs operation.
Yes.
Hey, my grandfather on my father's side went missing during the Bay of Pigs.
Hey, we have crazy gamers in our country now. We can pretty much defeat any other country.
That's true.
If it was all based on Halo, yes. Except for South Korea.
Just make, like... No, it'll still be an FPS. It'll still be an FPS. We'll just... You know, just make, like, robots that we control with a mouse
keyboard. Oh my gosh, that was something I probably should have mentioned before. Did you see that new, like, robot walker they have for $300,000 that you can buy?
No.
I've seen
it was
a
cool.
Robot
and it has, a tennis ball gun.
I saw that.
I was like, oh my God, I want to buy that. I want to go around campus and shoot at people
with tennis balls.
So wait, it's $300,000.
But it's fully functional.
Okay, well, so when you become a history teacher, you're going to buy something for $300,000.
Hell yes, and then I'm going to go onto my school grounds and walk down the halls at it. And
then the hall monitor. What do you mean you don't got no hall pass?
That reminds me, I saw it for like $500,000. I think it was $5 million. You can buy an abandoned U.S. missile base.
That's no surprise.
I would live there. I would have, if I ever buy that, I'm throwing an abandoned missile base party.
Did you? Oh, the most viewed and watched auction on eBay. A 6 million song collection with over 3 million. It's over a million CDs, I think. Plus, it's going for $3 million. It's all, you know, it's all package sealed, all that good stuff. CDs, LPs, all those cool music collections. Over 6 million songs, all in, you know, like the most in the most the highest grade packaging you can get.
Wow.
Plus, you'll own 3 record companies when you buy it.
What?
I'm like, you know what? I don't know who's going to be able to afford that. I mean, Brazil already tried selling the aircraft carrier on eBay.
Well, you just buy everything on eBay nowadays.
Yep.
Someone tried to sell West Virginia. Remember that? The Prince of West Virginia, and it got up to $99 million before they finally cut it down.
I was reading 4chan last night, and they had a thread on Craigslist that someone was selling a human thumb.
Oh, that's just gross.
They said they got his thumb amputated and they were just going to sell it.
I'm serious when I say my friend's one friend. There's a reason why he's not my friend. He cut his pinky off because he decided one day, I don't need this.
Okay.
One girl was selling her virginity on eBay from Russia.
Well, wait, what?
Russia?
Russia. No surprise.
Ugh.
Wait, what was happening?
She was selling her virginity. Why not?
On eBay.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
She's not like 6 feet tall.
You can buy anything in eBay.
Oh, that's enough.
Looks like Zangief.
But, you know, going back.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, back to Cuba. You know, there's it pisses me off that the U.S. is still going to keep their current embargo policy. I mean, you have to get a special permit just to go to Cuba unless you go through a third country. And if you go there, you can't buy anything.
What?
If you spend $1, you've spent one frickin' penny, as soon as you get back, you're liable for up to $100,000 in fine and 10 years in prison.
Well, now
if you buy Cuban cigars, doesn't matter where you buy them, Mexico, Sweden, anywhere, you're also charged.
Cold War.
You can't even smoke them over there.
So if I go to Cuba, how do I eat?
That's a good question. No one knows. The only reason now they're really letting you down there, they used to have a permit that you buy up to like $100 worth of stuff. Pretty much the only reason you're allowed to go there now is if you're visiting an immediate family member or if you're going down there for religious activities.
Oh.
Religious activities?
Yeah. You have to get a special permit from the Department of Treasury.
Oh my God. Wow. But the Cold War is over.
Yeah, really.
Move on.
But, okay.
That's true.
Yeah, so, well, what do you got? Do you have guys have any opinion on what's going to happen with Cuba since Castro's kind of stepping down? I mean, we know he's probably still going to have a lot of say in whatever happens, but
I consider him as good as dead.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about his brother, though, you know.
I don't think anything's going to change.
Yeah. I really don't think so. It's probably in the family. He might lead up a little bit on policies or something. It might turn out to be better than Castro, but I don't know.
I say the U.S. will succeed in assassinating the wrong Castro.
We got him!
The wrong one.
I still don't understand how we can fail under 10 presidents to kill one man!
I know.
It's worse than the Bin Laden hunt. And that's only one president.
Well, look at the president. In all honesty.
Yeah, well. Well, we won't go into that, but okay. Well, now that we're done with Cuba, there's one more thing I have to talk about, and that's the Kosovo independence declaration. Huh? Serbia has finally decided that the situation has gotten out of control because Kosovo, which was a province of Serbia, declared independence just a few days ago. About two, in fact. It was immediately recognized by by the United States, you know, Germany,
right.
France, all those good people. And the people who refuse to recognize it include Russia, China, Vietnam, all those good countries. And, you know, we're not sure what's going to happen, you know, because the Kosovoans are screaming, blah, 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 we want our independence. We're a separate country, despite the fact that they're actually from Albania.
You know,
but we won't go into that.
What if Call of Duty 4 actually predicted a war?
Oh, does Call of Duty 4 have a mission there?
No, Call of Duty 4 is about ultra-nationalists in Russia.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Did you know that there's actually two miniature republics that have been trying to secede from Russia? They're kind of like autonomous regions.
Oh, God.
Down there in Georgia. I don't know what they're called. It's like Kuzekistan or something like that.
I would like to quote Machius from Mercenaries. Oh, the Russians again. Always giving everyone a headache.
That's such a good game.
Yeah.
They just need to bomb the hell out of them and get it over with. Seriously. Kay.
Well, that's it. I don't have a theme for the next one.
Wait, excuse me.
Well, what happened to this corner? Are you, like,
give me my goddamn corner.
I'm going to give you the corner.
Yeah, we're just...
Just hold your horses.
Your corner's
I'm wrapping
at the
up.
End of the podcast.
Okay.
We're doing the
Okay,
the
well,
preview.
You know what? Our theme for next week will be... Porn stars.
No, you don't say the theme. I say the theme.
Yeah, but you just said you didn't have a theme.
I'll get a theme.
Yeah, porn stars.
No.
We just did pimp. It's a
no.
Yeah,
no.
We don't want to get stuck in a rut.
That's
it's
true.
It's not a rut.
It's a rut.
How is it a rut?
It's a rut. We don't want to be a one-trick pony.
We're not a one-trick pony. There's a big difference between being a porn star and being a pimp.
It's still a progression, and I want to get out of that rut.
How about Ranks of the Imperial Army from Star Wars?
That's
yes.
pretty cool.
Yes.
There we go.
I call Grand Admiral.
The Empire.
I'll be Emperor.
The Empire of Boomback.
Okay, on to Max's Corner.
Welcome to Max's Corner, where for 2 minutes we discuss things, all things Max. Today, here with me is Ren, as usual, and no one else seems to want to participate, but they're going to shout obscene comments at me anyway.
Of course.
No,
so what do you want to discuss today,
Ren? Come up with your own ideas for once.
Well, this is my corner. I make people set what they want to talk about, and then I talk about it.
Obscene comment here!
Okay, let's talk about obscene comments. Obscene comments are cool, because there's all sorts of things that you can talk about. Let's talk about the origin of fuck, why don't we?
No! They can watch that video on YouTube.
It's a cool word, because it comes from the German word flicken, which means to strike.
It's fricken.
What?
You're not. It's fricken.
I said fricken.
You said something else.
What did I say?
Continue with the corner.
You're interrupting me.
You're wasting your time.
You wasted my time. Vote for Cthulhu. Yeah, right. I'm voting for Ron Paul, but personally, I would support the Gendo Akari for president. What would you think of that?
I'd like Endo Akari as president. You know.
No child left behind under him.
You know, why not vote for no more years?
Why don't we just abolish the station of president? Maybe we can have a prime minister or an emperor. That'd be pretty cool. The emperor of America.
Yeah, but
the king of America.
Because we like to
king
have
Frank.
Our, you know, delusions that we are actually free people and that we don't actually have any social standing, even though technically we have the, we are dirt poor, and then we have the, we are rich, ha ha ha.
We also have Freemason symbols on our money.
Yeah. Well, since I have really nothing else to talk about, I'll go into my Ahmed voice.
Ahmed.
So two Jews walk into a bar.
Oh, God.
What, you don't let Jews into your bar? You racist bastard.
Hey, I love Spaceballs.
Fine, but could I kill the Jews?
Okay, next.
Okay, no. I will not,
up, Max.
No, I will not kill the Jews. I will throw a penny between them and watch them fight to the death. I did the same thing once with two Catholic priests. Only I used a small boy.
Oh, God, that's so...
And the winner had to fight Michael Jackson.
All those crazy Catholics, they've done more to make me not religious than atheists and gays combined.
You had enough money for your bulls and your whores, but you don't have enough money for the Lord, you bloody heathens.
He was my all-time favorite missionary priest that came to visit. I want him to come back. If he would come back and be my permanent parish priest, I'd go every week, because
wait.
It's not every day someone sends me to hell.
Whoa, wait, what priest is this?
He was Irish. So some missionary from Ireland came one time when I was in grade school.
Hey, what?
He basically came there and he was visiting and he was trying to raise money for the missionaries. And he's like, and when you donate money to the charities, Jesus doesn't want your dollar. You have, Jesus wants a 5 or a 10. You have money for your booze and your whores, but you don't have $5 for the Almighty God, you cheap heathens. That's the way how he talked to us, and it was great. I was never more entertained my entire life.
Oh wait, so you
I go to see him.
Oh my
God. He gave the sermon or whatever the hell.
Actually,
it was.
The movie Boondock Saints really, really sparks the religious spirit in me.
So wait, did you like? How much did you give the priest?
Nothing.
You heard.
Same thing as I do every week.
You see?
Nothing.
You see, because we were raised Catholic, we're basically one step away from being heathens.
Yeah. I went to Catholic school for 12 years. But you know what? If I have kids, I want to send them to Catholic school because I like the discipline. They teach you great things like when they ring a bell, you have to be quiet to line up to go outside to talk. It's a discipline like that that you can't pay for.
Okay, well, that's it for Max's Corner, and I guess that's it for the Boomac podcast, and I still say that Hillary Clinton is hot.
She looks like a member of Slipknot.
I would still do her. Oh, you know what? I have to mention this, just because I forgot about
it. Bring it
Lindsay
up.
Lohan posed nude for pictures.
Oh, wow.
How is that a surprise?
It's not a surprise, but, you know, I never knew she had so many freckles. It's like she's a freckled monster.
Oh, my
monster.
God.
Someone has a new screensaver.
But, you know, her pictures were absolute crap. The photographer and the theme were absolute shit. I could have done more with that.
I'm sure you could have.
Not like that, Ren. Your mind is in the gutter.
Okay, everyone, good night and good luck.
Woo!